With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. military been very busy this month in Syria.
U.S. Central Command says it's carried out 11 missions over the past 10 days targeting the Islamic State group in Syria. In a social media post, it says 7 IS operatives were killed and others captured in those operations, while 4 weapons caches were taken out. That followed initial strikes against 70 Islamic State weapons sites and infrastructure on December 19th. It was all triggered by a December 13th ambush near the ancient city of Palmyra that killed 2 U.S. troops and an American civilian interpreter. Ben Thomas, Washington.
It is just downright cold across much of the country, even in the Sunshine State.
Expect Arctic cold and snow for some in the central and eastern United States over the next few days. The blast will send temperatures tumbling by as much as 60 degrees, with biting winds sending temperatures below zero. And yes, there will be snow in some areas, for some in the Midwest and Northeast, as well as heavy lake-effect snow around the Great Lakes. And you won't get a warm-up in Florida. Freeze warnings, freeze watches and cold weather advisories are in place across much of the state and are expected to continue into Wednesday morning. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Gymnasts were sounding alarms about a coach as far back as 2017. That's the year the U.S. Center for Safe Sport was created in the wake of the Larry Nassar abuse scandal. People familiar with the case involving Sean Gardner say he had agreed to a permanent ban from coaching earlier this year, but never closed the deal. Calls are growing for Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to resign. The Trump administration is halting federal child care payments to Minnesota with the fraud claims. Department of Health and Human Services move comes after a video showed facilities were not even open. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court's delivering a verdict on transgenderism in 2025. Here's Michael Harrington.
In a 6-3 decision, the justices upheld a Tennessee law that bars sex change operations on children. It's a landmark ruling because more than half the states have similar statutes, and they would all have been wiped away if the high court had decided differently. In the new year, the justices are expected to render a verdict on 2 state laws that prohibit males from competing against females in school sports, K-12, and in college. Michael Harrington reporting.
British conservatives calling for a human rights activist to be stripped of his citizenship over past social media posts containing anti-Semitic language. Leaders of the conservative and reform parties also want Ala Abed El Fattah deported following the discovery of the tweets. Activist has apologized for those posts. This is SRN News. Stocks ending the day lower.
Stocks fell slightly on Wall Street Tuesday as the S&P 500 fell 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.2%. There is just one trading day left before the year ends. Most big investors have closed out their positions and volume has been thin. U.S. markets will be closed on Thursday for New Year's Day. The more notable action Tuesday was again in the commodities markets. Gold, silver, and copper all resumed their ascent after steep declines a day earlier. Damian Troisi, New York.
IRS announcing an increase in the standard mileage rate for business use of vehicles. Starting January 1st, the rate will be 72.5 cents per mile, up 2.5 cents from 2025. The rate for medical and certain moving purposes will be 20.5 cents per mile, down 0.5 cent from the year. More details at srnnews.com.